Our guest at the cafe this morning is the mayor of Bonham, Roy Floyd. Mayor, good morning.
Good morning, John Mark. How are you?
Well, doing fine. I've read something here, several times I've read about it, something called the Freeport exemption that you all dealt with recently in Bonham and in Fannin County. This had to do with a tax on Freeport goods, and at some point we probably need to define what Freeport goods are, but just give me a little background on what this decision had to do with.
Well, I'm not sure I'm the guy to do that, though I did vote on it. As I understand it, this will go before the county and go before the school board and try to get their take on it. But for the most part, it's goods that are in transit, goods that are in inventory and that are marked for out of the country or either out of the state, and it's a exemption that many cities in North Texas give their industry. So it's just a leg up for our industries to not have to pay a tax that some of their counterparts in other areas of North Texas don't pay.
So this is a tax on goods, products being shipped by companies that are operating in a given city or county
exactly
to another
right.
location.
Exactly right. Like we have a industry that makes a cable that
right.
is distributed to California, to Nebraska, those items are in inventory until they're shipped, and they don't have to pay taxes on them until then.
Mm-hmm. So an article I was reading on this said this will make City of Bonham and Fannin County more attractive to manufacturing, warehousing, distribution.
Exactly right. And that's something that we feel like we need. We've been very successful in getting small industry here and continue to work on that. In fact, we're working on one right now that I hope by next month when we talk, we'll have some idea about it and can share that with you. But until that time, we just have to say that things are still going good, but we think the triple Freeport tax will help us in that realm.
Exempting the Freeport tax. I presume other cities and counties have done this. Other cities and counties in North Texas and around Texas have done this themselves before?
Exactly.
Is this a state tax, I presume?
It is a tax on goods that are in transit.
Yeah.
That are manufactured here, put together here, and go into other states and countries.
Uh-huh. But state tax rather than a federal tax is
what, exactly.
I see. I understand. We're talking with Bonham Mayor Roy Floyd about what's going on in Bonham and Fannin County. We don't have much time left, but have you heard anything new about your lake projects? As far as I know, you're looking for those to start next year.
No, nothing new. But we have people continuing to look at that project and realize that it's coming, and we are doing a couple of special things for rooftops for Bonham to encourage people to, if they're thinking about building apartments or single family dwellings, that right now we can help them in several ways if they come in and talk to us. If they want to put a housing development in, we're working trying to get some of those done, specifically because the lake is coming, and we really believe that the lake will start somewhere in the first quarter of this next year. So we just want to encourage people, especially anybody in our listening audience who is thinking about building a house in Bonham, Texas. We've got 27 underway at the moment,
mm-hmm.
and we're in a couple of apartments that have been talking about coming in. So it's something that is very needful in Bonham, and something that some people can be entrepreneurially great in doing it.
Well, Mayor, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us over the telephone line again this morning.
Absolutely. You have a good one.
All right, Mayor Roy Floyd of Bonham, and you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.